Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
It's Shelby.
This is Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen.
Welcome to episode 0.5, the introduction.
The reason we decided to start this podcast is because Charlotte and I are smut aficionados and we think smut is chef's kiss, while Riley is a smut virgin. So we will be describing the smuttiest, dirtiest, raunchiest, and sometimes cringiest smut books to Riley.
It's going to be fucking weird. All right, let's get into it. So when did you guys start, like, actually getting into smut?
For me, I would say maybe early 2021 when Book Talk really started taking off with all the super smutty, like, what we thought in 2021 was crazy sex scenes in books.
Mine was ACOTAR. I remember reading ACOTAR, the first one, and being like, oh my god, this is scandalous. She started with mer and ended with schmer. And I remember going to Riley. I thought Feyre was literally just like running through all of the fey men. So when I found out about all the other men, I remember asking you if Feyre like winds up with Cassian. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but I thought she was just getting like straight up railed throughout the entire series. That's not really how it happens, but I felt scandalized.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I've read maybe one smut book, and I honestly almost felt like wrong. I'd be reading it next to my husband, and I'd be like, I feel almost like I'm cheating on him.
You don't want to like practice the sex scenes that you read with him?
God. I don't know. Some of them, I feel like I've been with my husband for 10 years and still I'm like, I don't know if I can talk to him like that.
I'm changing. Turn around.
Don't look at me. Okay. What is your favorite spiciest read?
Favorite spiciest read? I don't know. It's hard to really pick like one exact spicy one, because you think one that you read is like top tier, the best of the best, and then you read the next one and you're like, what was that other book I just read about?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ice Planet Barbarians really does have my heart. I pimped that book out. Like,
I really did.
I made everyone read that book. I made Shelby read it. I can think of like five people off the top of my head where I was like, you need to read this book. You'll find out why. It is goofy and spicy.
Oh, I cannot wait to get into that one. So what are your guys' like favorite tropes in a spicy book?
My favorite trope was probably enemy to lover, I think would be the like the top tier. Yeah.
And a morally gray man. I want it to be like misunderstood. Yeah. Maybe he's killed some people, but like he didn't want to, but he still did.
And he loves you so much.
And a big old wiener. Treats you like a little princess. What?
I said treats you like a little princess.
I thought you said he's a little princess. And I was like, I haven't read that one.
I mean, maybe he is. He could be a little princess.
I have not read that one, but no. Maybe.
What about your least favorite tropes?
I have two least favorite tropes. My least favorite trope is miscommunication. That shit drives me wild. And pregnancy.
You don't like the pregnancy trope?
No. There's nothing like it.
What about it? Do you not like?
Then she finds out she's pregnant. Oh, yeah. And they can't bone anymore.
Yeah, so like when they're like doing it, he's like, I'm going to put a baby in you. Yeah. And then she's like, and then I finished. I don't like that because that just doesn't make me want to finish. My least favorite is when they're in school.
Oh, yeah. No.
They're, like, getting...
What do you mean, like, in school?
So, there's, like, university ones. I think there's high school ones, but I haven't read any of them because they're, like...
That's weird.
That's weird.
That feels weird to me.
Yeah. But when are they doing their homework? They're always, like, on some, like, crazy adventure. They're getting banged out. They're in a gang. They're in the mafia. They, like, there's... And they're like passing all their classes, but they go like once a month. It's stupid and I don't like it.
You're like, this is so unrealistic.
I don't like it.
And what is the guiltiest book pleasure you guys have?
I love a monster dong. Like,
I love a big, meaty monster dong.
So, like, I'm talking non-humanoid.
Like a tentacle possibly entering inside of you.
There will be tentacles. There will be tentacles. They're funky colors. They got weird orifices and textures.
Does Zach know about this?
He does. I made him look at the fan art and he's like, what the fuck?
Guilty book pleasure. I don't know. I'm all for it. I don't care. As long as it's not the tropes I hate, give it to me.
Shelby. Into it all. Yeah. She has no limits.
No limits.
Okay, so Riley, what is the spiciest book you have read?
I mean, I'm really gonna let the people down here. The spiciest book I've read is a Megan Quinn book. Can't even remember the title right now, but it was very good. It's like I've only read like romancey, super cute princessy stuff. So this is gonna be an adventure.
I don't know who Megan Quinn is.
You don't?
No. Is it like Colleen Hoover?
No. She's more spicy.
I would say it's more spicy. Like, yeah. I'm giving her the first spicy book that she read. Like, it's good because I read it too. I can't remember the name of it either off the top of my head, but it was actually good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, any potential tropes that give you the ick without going into the spiciness?
Yes. So you can tell me, I feel like a little dumb, but you can tell me if this is not a trope.
Okay.
But it's when the two people, like, absolutely hate each other. And it's, like, majority of the book, they hate each other. And then they...
I love that.
Do you?
I love it. I love
what the
it.
Fuck?
That's the enemies to lovers we were both saying.
Okay. Part of me is just, like, I want to get right to the banging.
Oh, yeah. I want to build it up.
Get right to the...
It hits different when they hate each other.
And then all of a sudden, they're banging it out.
Mm-hmm. I know, but you go the whole book without any, like, spice.
The whole book, but, like, some 10-60%.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. What is your favorite genre? What is your go-to book?
My favorite would probably be like a drama slash type of romance, like low-key romance. Honestly, growing up, I read a lot of Jodi Picoult, so I don't know if that's...
I don't think I've ever read one of her books.
Really?
Yeah.
I also don't know who that is.
Look at me, just being the outcast.
No. Do you have any expectations going into this about what we are picking out to talk about?
I mean, obviously, we have been friends for a while. Mm-hmm. I've heard you guys talk about some of these books for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just feel that I'm going to be very fucking shocked.
And, fair.
A lot of cringy moments. I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see because... I'm scared.
You should be.
Yeah. I feel like you should be just slightly terrified.
Yeah. You guys are freaks.
Secretly.
Yeah.
For our first official episode, we are going to be telling Riley about Ice Planet Barbarians.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. Riley, we want you to look at the cover and give us your predictions on what is going to happen in the book, or if you can think of like a summary for the book just from cover alone.
First impressions, are you going to be into it?
Okay, even the title, it's got me.
So Ice Planet Barbarians. Are you ready? Here's the cover.
Oh. It looks... Is that a human with an ice planet barbarian?
Yes,
it is.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
I don't even know how she gets there. How'd she get there?
That's part of the story.
Did she have a plane crash and this big, beefy barbarian finds her? And I can't. I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
I love this book.
I've heard you talk about it countless times. So I can't fucking wait.
I had no choice. It was against my will. I wasn't prepared to read it. I mean, I read it.
How'd you feel about it?
It was great. It was good.
You loved it too?
I wouldn't say Charlotte's level of love for the book, but it was good. And it's going to be interesting to see your reaction.
How many books are in this one?
21.
Holy shit. Freaking books.
Yeah.
And how many of them have you read?
I've only read 9.
Okay.
I had to take a break.
Yeah.
Why?
You know.
I'll see.
You'll see. We can review all 21.
Oh, good Lord.
If you want to hear me and Shelby tell Riley all about Ice Planet Barbarians, please tune into our very first official episode,
which we will be announcing on Instagram. So go follow us there, Smut Up and Listen Podcast.
We also have a Facebook page, Smut Up and Listen Podcast. And we'll see ya later, you horny little rats.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.